3, 4.
Expat Life.
I like it.
Everybody's got somebody, yes they do, all right. And everybody's got their own way of saying I love you, oh yes they have. The sooner you say it, the better it is. The softer you whisper it, the better it feels. Just make sure that when you say it, be for real, oh yeah.
S-Y-S-L-J-F-M,
say your sweet love just for me. Somebody that they love to talk about, and I got somebody. Everybody's got their own way of unwinding. They feel down and out, I got mine. The sooner you unwind, the better it is. The easiest way you do it, the better it feels. Just make sure that when you say it, be for real, oh yeah.
Y-C-C-M-A-O-T,
you can call me any old time.
T-C-A-H-Y-T-U,
come and help you to unwind.
Express 2.
Northern Souls with Mix Master Mackie and DJ DJ.
Song Ping Pong.
Sometimes it's just so much better on your own.
Now, let's see if I can remember what all these buttons do. Greetings, Xenophiles. Special bonus edition, because I came back from my holiday a few days early. I trust you all had a great summer break. And if you're still on holiday, then you're clearly not listening to this, so I'm not going to wish you anything. There's no point, right? Another hastily thrown together song ping pong. That means, as usual, over there we got Dave.
Hello, Steve. Hello.
How are you doing?
Very good.
Yeah, yeah.
Cooling down, finally.
Oh, yeah, no, but the temperature's going down, but the humidity remains high. It's not pleasant.
No.
Sweating like a pregnant nun.
Pregnant nun. Right.
Yeah, okay. On this day in 1862... U.S. Department of the Treasury formed a division, what is now known as the U.S. Bureau of Engraving and Printing, and they printed the newly issued paper currency. The first success was the $1 bill, and now they print about $4 billion a year. Have you got any trivia?
I have. 1947, James Hunt was born.
He?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, no longer with us, if I remember
he's
well.
No, he's quite young, really. Yeah.
Well, he had the lifestyle, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the motor racing that killed him. It was the booze and the fags.
It was.
Yeah, well, never mind. Okay. In 1958, Cliff Richard and the Drifters released their debut single, Move It. Considered to be the first ever British rock and roll record. The Drifters had to change their name to The Shadows because they discovered that there was already a Drifters in America.
True.
Mm-hmm. On the same day... A young 15-year-old guitarist called George Harrison joined a band called the Quarrymen, who later changed their name to the Beatles.
And on this day in 1966, the Beatles gave their last ever live concert performance.
Oh, hello.
To a crowd of around 25,000 at Candlestick Park in San Francisco.
Wow. Yeah.
And in fact, the Beatles had a concert every year on this day.
Oh, well. Just by accident, I guess.
I guess by accident, but yeah. Every 29th of August from 1961 to 1966, the Beatles were playing somewhere.
Wow.
That doesn't include the last sort of on-the-roof
That one, that wasn't...
One paid.
Nobody paid for that. It wasn't a concert as such. It was a happening.
Yes.
Happening. In 2012, banana spider venom was found to be effective in relieving erectile dysfunction. You got to wonder what those scientists were thinking about.
Banana spider.
Banana spider venom. Some scientists got too much time on their hands. Michael Jackson would have been, and should have been, 66 today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which bit of him?
Not the nose. That was only about 45.
Oh, okay.
And the hair, well, when did it? Yeah, Pepsi advert? No, let's not go there.
Oh, yes.
Song Ping Pong theme. Have you got any more trivia?
No.
Okay, fair enough. So the theme is about singers who went on to have successful solo careers once they had exhausted the usefulness of their fellow band members. Mm. We opened the show with the Q-Tips. Now, the Q-Tips were formed in London in 1979 as what they called in those days a blue-eyed soul band. A bit sort of Northern Soul, a bit with a 1950s kind of feel, I thought.
Yeah.
Anyway, they had a very pretty boy, handsome young singer called Paul Young.
Yes.
And they decided that maybe the 80s were coming and this 1950s vibe was going out of fashion. We need to bring this guy out from the band and have... just this guy's face on the album cover and not the other six ugly guys. Yeah, so we ended up with, Paul Young. And, he had, let's say, brief solo career, I think.
Yes.
And he did this one, which is, if I play it, there we go, featuring his backing singers Maz Roberts and Kim Leslie, also known as the Fabulous Wealthy Tarts.
Ah, a.k.a. the... Spice Girls.
Really?
Living on free food tickets, watering the milk from a hole in the roof where the rain came through. What can you do? Tears from your little sister, crying because she doesn't have a dress without a patch for the party to go. But you know she'll get by, cause she's living in the love of the common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can. And she can. It's a good thing you don't have us there. People fall through the hole in your pocket and you lose it in the snow on the ground. You gotta walk in the town to find a job. Try to keep your hands warm. When the hole in your shoe, let the snow come through until you're to the bone. Somehow you better go home where it's warm, where you can live in the love of the common people. Smile from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love you just as much as she can. And she can. Dream ain't easy, but the closer the knit, the tighter the fit, and the chills stay away. Just take them in stride for family pride. You know that faith is your foundation, with a whole lot of love and a warm conversation. But don't forget to pray, just making it strong where you belong. And we're living in the love of the common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can. And she can. Yes, we're living in the love of a common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can. Living in the love of a common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can. Living in the love of a common people. Smiles really hard on a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can. And she can.
So were they really the Spice Girls?
No. Everyone's Googling it, but no.
Because you had me fooled for a minute there.
Oops.
So what about Gino De Campo?
Well, what about him? Yeah, Love of the Common People, and not Gino De Campo, who famously broke into Paul Young's very large house and stole a lot of stuff, including a lot of discs and guitars.
Paul Young guitars?
Yes.
Well, they were never used.
No, but that's why he gave up his solo career.
Right, because he got robbed.
Yep.
Yeah, now Gino De Campo, do you think his accent is as fake as his name?
He's just fake.
Now, many people won't have a clue what we're talking about.
No, they won't.
But if you know, you know.
Yes. You can look that up on Google. Yeah. Who broke into Paul Young's house?
Yeah, yeah. And then find out if this guy is for real. Now, before Paul Young was even in, so we're going backwards to now, before the Q-Tips. So the Q-Tips were formed out of a band called The Street Band.
Yes.
We've played this before on this very show.
That's right.
Yeah, it goes like this.
Okay, scrape that toast, boys.
Now, you've got to ask yourself, right? You're a record executive, right?
Mm. That's toast.
Would you give this guy a solo career? Toast.
No.
No.
He wouldn't make any bread.
I've got to go and have some. It's no good.
Hey, listen, I'm getting a bit brand off staying in here.
It's rubbish, this.
Great should we video. Go and have some toast?
Yeah. Good idea.
Why not?
Okay.
I've got the grill on.
Yeah, okay, enough of that. All right, so it's your turn. Now, you're going to pick up a band.
I'll just tell you one more thing about
it. Go on, then.
Two more bits about...
Okay. Yeah,
that song was released during the bread strike.
That I didn't know.
Yes. In 1978. And who else recorded a version of Love of the Common People?
It was Pulp.
Leonard Nimoy.
You're joking.
Nope.
Oh,
1968.
I'm going to find that. You've just given me an idea for a whole other song ping pong. Yeah. By the way, the idea for this one came from someone called Gina Milu, who's listening in America right now.
In America?
Yeah, she's in America and she's listening. Met her on the island of Aegina about three weeks ago. And we got talking about music and we got talking about Paul Young.
Well, I hope she's still awake.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, she is. She'll just message her. So, hello, Gina. She mentioned Paul Young, and I mentioned the band that he was in before, and that gave me the idea for this show. There we go.
Thank you, America.
Thank you, Gina. Right, go on.
Right, next one. This is people of a certain age will recognise this one. Sort of almost post-punk, when synthesizers started to get going and Moogs and things like that. And it's that one, Tubeway Army.
Yeah, Tubeway Army. Stop me if you're going to say this.
Go on.
he was a punk guy, all guitars and things, and he went in to do what was going to be their second album, and it was all written and arranged with guitars, and inside the studio was a mini Moog. Go on, this is your story.
That's fine. No, it's...
Go on, you tell it.
And he just re-recorded it. It was either a poly... Is it poly Moog?
It was a mini Moog. The first one was a mini Moog. Okay. I'll tell you about the poly Moog later.
So he kept the drums.
Yeah.
He kept the bass.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else was synthesized.
Yeah, because he found it. It was just there plugged in. Someone had set it to a preset. And he pressed the key on it, and the whole studio shook with
the...
That
verb,
and he went, "Oh, I like the sound of that." And he re-recorded the whole album. Yeah, so you know what's coming.
We'll be right back. understand. I feel quite light at night. But I stay in touch at times. I don't think I mean anything to you.
So what might this song be about?
Well, you wouldn't know from the lyrics, but it's actually about a robotic prostitute.
This is the Electric Friend.
Yes. And Gary Newman famously commented that I had a million-selling hit single about a robotic prostitute and nobody knew.
But the friend's electric.
Oh, great.
Mine's broken down.
Oh, mine's broken down. But it was such a totally different thing, the sound of it, when it came on.
Yes.
Top of the Pops. We have to mention Top of the Pops, don't we?
Top of the Pops.
When it came on and he stood there and he had that look on his face. He always looked like he was about to throw up.
Yes.
<That's>,
and close to death. He's
yes.
So white.
But, and the thing about the he re-recorded all, he took all the guitars off and changed them into synths, but he kept the drums and he kept the bass.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And talking about robotic prostitutes... is the Sugar Babes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rip off.
Well, it's just a sample. Right.
Yeah.
But it's they beefed it up a bit. Sounds even better, I think. And the Sugar Babes, we could do a whole show about bands, people who left the bands, because the Sugar Babes changes this lineup every 3 months. But anyway, the first time I ever heard this was on the first time I ever heard an iPod.
Ah.
On the beach in The Hague, in Holland.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I was visiting, you know it well, Rotterdam.
Mm.
And on the way in, I bought an iPod in Schiphol. And I just quickly dropped the first piece of music I could find on it. And I stood on the beach in The Hague and played it. And it was this. And I was amazed. Wow, how good can this sound? Anyway. Enough. What happens next? Well, after he was no longer Tubeoy Army.
Well, after he's no longer Tubeoy Army. I mean, firstly, his full real name is Gary Anthony James Webb.
Correct.
But he chose Gary Newman.
Yeah, I've forgotten who. it's somebody.
Is it?
Yeah, a science fiction writer or something.
Oh, right, I didn't get that. Mm-hmm. And this next song, it was actually released on the 24th of August,
right.
1979, so it's close
mm-hmm.
in terms of birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And the lyrics were inspired by an incident of road rage.
Okay. Ah, that makes sense. Here in my car, I feel safest of
exactly.
all.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Where he nearly got beaten up by some road ranger and he had to drive on the pavement to escape.
Oh, so yeah.
The next song we're going to hear is it's Gary Newman Cars, which is not a London taxi firm.
It should be, though.
Yeah, it should
I bet
be.
There is one.
Yeah.
And if there isn't, let's do it. Let's form one. Yeah. And it would be marvellous. Yeah, now here's the thing. This, you mentioned Polymoog.
Yes.
This was where he switched to the Polymoog.
Oh, was it?
And
oh, I don't know my Moogs.
Famous preset. The most famous Moog preset is they give them names, and it was called Vox Humana.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. And it's that, it's the melody line of this. Not this bit, that sounds like that. That bit, the high pitch one. It's the Vox Humana.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
I won't remember it.
You won't remember it. No, neither will anyone else listening. And, here's the thing, though. it's the same Tube Army as his backing band. They just changed the branding.
Yes.
Because he was the pretty boy and only his face was known to the public anyway. Listen.
Here in my car, I feel safest of all. I can lock all my doors. It's the only way to live in cars. Here in my car, I can only receive. I can listen to you. It keeps me stable for dice in cars.
Still going, you know?
Is he?
Yeah, and he's highly, highly respected now in the whole game. People like the Foo Fighters and Nine Inch Nails, they invite him on stage and stuff and play his songs, and he has to play along with them. Yeah, he's a major thing now. Yeah, almost a national treasure.
I thought he just disappeared.
No, he's still going. We've got to play commercials, and we've got to play them right now.
Burritos Guerrilla se întoarce și nu cu mâna goală. Chili con carne, Guerrilla, Mexican, Beef and Pork, Chili Chicken, Crispy și Veggie, cele șapte burritos ca la mama lor acasă în Mexic, acum cu Los Compañeros și 20% reducere la orice comandă, exclusiv pe Taz. Burritos Guerrilla, 20% reducere, da?
Cea mai cool serie de concerte a verii, Rooftop Season, continuă pe 31 august cu Emil. Te așteptăm pe acoperișul Teatrului Național București, deasupra agitației urbane, sub cerul înstelat și cu luminile orașului la orizont, să te bucuri de muzică. 31 august, Emil live la Amfiteatrul TNB. Bilete disponibile pe bilet.ro. Cântat de Radio Guerrilla.
Universul entero, escucha!
Pe 14 septembrie pune mișcarea în prim plan la Be Healthy Festival în Herăstrău. Vino la Roaba de Cultură cu prietenii și familia pentru antrenamente energizante, ateliere interactive și premii surpriză. Intrarea este gratuită, dar locurile sunt limitate. În aceea zi, micii campioni cu vârste între 3 și 12 ani sunt invitați la Be Healthy Kids Run, cea mai distractivă cursă a anului. Toate fondurile strânse vor fi donate asociației Dăruiește Viață. Intră acum pe www.worldclass.ro și înscrie-te. Fiecare pas contează. World Class, be healthy.
Pentru egalitate de șanse, copiii cu dizabilități au dreptul să învețe în orice școală.
Good people gather around Radio Guerrilla.
Song Ping Pong.
Sometimes it's just so much better on your own.
So they tell me. I wouldn't know.
No.
Neither would you.
No.
Right, so this is a... Where were we? As we have to go back to a band now.
It's your turn.
A band. It's my turn. And the band... Okay, I'm going with the Go-Go's. The Go-Go's, American band. They were largely considered to be the most successful all-girl rock group ever. Mm. But, you know, Spice Girls, Bananarama. They argue over that. But yeah, they're not rock, you see.
No.
And I can't think of any other rock bands which are all girls. I thought Katrina and the Waves were, but turns out they've got a guy in there somewhere.
What were the Slits?
Ah, they weren't that successful,
weren't they?
Mm. Right, like one minor hit. I don't think they went outside of US. North London. weren't they British?
Were they British?
I think they were.
Oh.
Well, anyway, they didn't
Next.
Go. Yeah, they didn't go very far. Anyway, so Jane Wiedlin wrote this song with Terry Hall. Terry Hall. Of the Specials and of the Fun Boy 3 and of Terry Hall.
Fun Boy 3, and he's a miserable song.
Isn't he just? Yeah. I think that's why they chose the name. I mean, he was not Mr. Happy Chap, was he?
No.
sadly no longer with us.
Is he not?
Oh, a couple of years ago.
Oh, I didn't realise that.
Yeah, it's a damn shame. Anyway, point was, Jane Wheedlin and Terry Hall, I don't know how they got together, I have no idea, but they wrote this amazing song, and you'll recognise it when you hear it. It's called Our Lips Are Sealed. And no, it doesn't mean that. Remember this song, but you might remember it by Fun Boy. Was it the Fun Boy 3 or the Specials? It was one of Terry Hall's mob who did it, didn't it?
I'm very sure it's the Fun Boy 3.
Right. Yeah. But it wasn't as happy sounding, right?
No, people thought it was great, but it was gloomier. Gloomier.
Well, lips, I'm saying nothing. No. Yeah. Imagine like a police spotlight on him. I am not a number. And all of that. But yeah, it was nice. Then what happened was two of the singers, the singer and the guitarist who was also doing backing vocals, guitarist called Jane Whelan, she wrote this song, co-wrote it with Terry Hall. She left, had a hit of her own with Rush Hour, and then disappeared, poosh, like a puff of smoke. But Belinda Carlisle, the lead singer, went on to have quite a solo career.
Yes.
Yeah. And she had a couple of very, very big albums. And I saw the look on your face there. Yeah, she said, in an interview, and I remember watching this, I was astonished. She said there, in front of the world's, well, not the world, the TV camera, she said, you know, she said, I've got the best breasts in pop music. And the interviewer was a bit exactly looked like the look on your face right now. And he didn't know what to say. And then she said, it's because I married a plastic surgeon and he fixed them up just right.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so let's see if they affected how good she can sing. You can leave a light. Not her biggest hit, I think, but my favourite. Yeah, I know, I was careful there.
You're feeling understand.
And if you remember the video for Heaven is a Place on Earth.
Yep.
The camera was always high, looking right down on her.
What a surprise.
Down on her, on the good work of her husband. Yeah.
Right.
Well, moving on, you've got more trivia, probably more sensible trivia than I've got about Belinda Carlisle, who I'm just obsessed with her bosoms.
Right. You've got to keep abreast of these things.
Yes, well, you have to.
I actually checked this up 3 times.
Yeah.
Her father-in-law is...
Yeah.
James Mason.
Yes!
Which I was stunned at. I thought that's got to be a Wikipedia fault.
No, it's just a great pub quiz question.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Now, the other bit, they're still married after getting together in 1986.
Right.
And that's quite rare for poppy people.
Yeah. That's 30 years. 40.
It's 40. Yeah, it's a lot.
She must be getting old now.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's still, she was doing something on one of those celebrity old the proms, but it wasn't
right.
Not long ago. Still live, still singing,
still alive.
Yeah,
and who was playing guitar on that?
On this,
yep.
Tom Petty?
Nope.
Oh,
George Harrison.
I was going to say that.
You should have done.
Yeah, I went all Traveling Wilburys in my head.
Yes, exactly.
Wow, that's a thing. Yeah. Okay, now then, now we have to have a small intervention.
Yes.
Yeah. News break. Go on, breaking news.
Breaking news on LBC. Right, you know that we support the Light Into Europe charity that looks after, helps people who are blind and deaf in Romania. Now and again, they need foster homes for their guide dogs. So if you're ever interested in looking after a guide dog, maybe only for a night, for a weekend, for a week or a month, then we'd like to hear from you. So if you like doggies...
Who doesn't?
And if you'd like to look after one for a while, with all food and medicines and everything paid for, mm-hmm. please drop a message in any language you want to Raluca.
Raluca.
On 0758-246-749.
Say that number again.
0758-246-749.
Right. Raluca.
Raluca.
Yeah, and you might get a nice dog to play with.
Yes.
And it's not just a toy. You have to take care of it. I mean, but they're marvellous. They're amazing because they're so well trained and so healthy and so clean and great fun. And you won't want to give them back, but you'll have to.
Mm.
That's the only downside.
They're not just for Christmas.
That reminds me of the best man's speech, which I'm not going to go into. But you can guess the joke. Is that it?
Yes.
There we go. Right, next. My turn. Tourists. It's actually our turn. We did this one together, right?
We did.
Tourists were briefly and moderately successful for a couple of years in the late 70s. My favourite from them is a cover of this one from Dusty Springfield. It's the classic. It's called I Only Want to Be With You. Listen. I don't know. So where did you see them in concert, Dave?
Liverpool.
Liverpool?
Yeah.
Where? Liverpool? Big place, Liverpool. Which
Empire.
Hall? Empire. Yeah?
Yeah.
So this was when nobody knew who Annie Lennox was.
That's right.
Yeah, because here we go. Dave Stewart from Sunderland.
Does he?
Yeah, and Annie Lennox from Edinburgh. They were one half of the tourists.
Yes.
Did you remember seeing four guys on the stage, or three guys and a girl?
It was five.
Okay. So they had probably a backup.
Yeah.
Anyway, Dave Stewart and Annie Lennox were half of the tourists. They were also lovers. And then in 1988, two things happened. They stopped being lovers and they split from the tourists.
Together.
Yeah. So I think that was all over by that. That's it. They just said, we can't stand this any longer. But they did continue working together. As guess what? As the Eurythmics. What do you know about this then?
About that? Excuse me, caught me out there. Right. Well, it was written to reflect the breakup of the tourists.
Right.
So it was a bit of a downbeat song. And it was so downbeat that Dave Stewart even changed the lyrics right at the end to hold your head up, moving on.
Right.
Rather than the original. I don't know what was in the original, but it was obviously something a bit more...
Something not very optimistic.
Yeah. And secondly... in terms of misheard lyrics, this apparently, she is singing Sweet Dreams Are Made of Cheese.
Huh? Wait a minute.
Sweet dreams are made of the
Who am I to disagree?
Disagree.
cheese. Sweet dreams are made of cheese.
That's well, that's what people say. In fact, Annie Lennox says that herself.
She does?
Yeah, people...
So ask us with a Glasgow accent. Sweet dreams are made of cheese.
Yeah, do that one.
Go on, do cheese. Do pork markets. And so on. Yeah, so anyway. So that was, Eurythmics there with Seven Nation Army.
Yes.
What is seven? You know why?
No.
Wait a minute, listen. I'm gonna fight them all. A Seven Nation Army won't hold me back. No, it's not the same thing.
And what was in that Coke?
More Coke. So anyway, and then Dave Stewart decided to move to Los Angeles and become a legendary music producer. Remember Candy Dolfer?
No.
Candy Dolfer, sexy saxophone player with a song called Lily Was Here. You remember it when you hear it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, he basically protégéd her a bit.
Right.
That's not a euphemism. And they became just music producer to anyone who wanted the music producing. Very good. And still living in Los Angeles. And Annie Lennox went on to become an absolute national treasure.
Quite right.
Quite right. And of course, we've got nothing but total respect for Annie Lennox, right?
No.
They've got nothing but total respect for. They've got nothing but total respect for. They've got nothing but total respect for Annie Lennox.
We had to get half man, half biscuit in, didn't we? I mean, we couldn't have a show without
them.
No. Really, hang on.
But if I'd have known they were coming, I'd have slashed me wrists.
Oh, very nice. Excuse me.
Paintball's coming home.
Paintball's coming. So anyway, then Annie Lennox went on and became Annie Lennox.
On her own.
National treasure, Annie. Nothing more needs to be said about Annie Lennox.
Dave really. Stewart went on to be Cat Weasel.
Hang on. Wait. Wait a minute, go on.
He just looks a lot like Cat Weasel.
Oh, I see what you mean. I thought you meant he played the part of it somewhere. Okay. So that was from The Ridiculous to The Sublime.
Tell me
more about, you know things about this that I don't.
Oh, not a lot about it, but it was just a better version than Procol Harum. Because
okay.
I thought they were space cake or something.
Well, listen to the lyrics. Yes, because what the hell is it about?
Nobody knows. It's a paint advert, isn't it?
Is it? Oh, yes, correct. How were you?
Be.
You would know, having used to work for a paint company.
Absolutely. And also, we must... Just observe that Annie Lennox was born on Christmas Day.
She was? I didn't know that either.
What a gift.
Wow. Yeah.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Have you seen the YouTube video where she sings alongside her daughter?
Yes, I have.
That's nice.
Good song.
Yeah. And she passed on the talent.
No way.
Because she can't half sing. Yep. I mean, both of them.
One of 16 Bezel Bezel.
I always thought that said one of 16 special virgins. But aren't they all?
Yes.
Yeah. and all my eyes were open. They might just as well been.
They might just as well been closed.
What the hell is this about? We should. This should be on telly. Then people can see what you're doing.
Rolling a spliff.
It was brave of her to actually do this, because this song is so associated with Procol Harum.
Yes.
And she actually has made it her own.
Yes. Made top 40 in Europe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And 7 seconds, we've got to pay some bills.
Oh.
Thanks, Annie.
Universo entero, escucha!
Pe 7 și 8 septembrie, Point te invită la Festivalul de Muzică și Arte Vizuale Dude Where's My Tune la Conac. Din 2016 organizăm și producem spectacole de teatru, de dans, concerte de jazz, expoziții, așa că festivalul coorganizat cu prietenii de la Dude vine ca un pas firesc în demersul nostru de a aduce la oaltă publicul curios și artiști foarte talentați. La Conacul Udriște Năsturel aducem și barul Point, la care poți folosi cu încredere cardul Avanpost Radio Guerilla. Ne vedem pe 7 și 8 septembrie, da? Bilete și detalii pe www.mt.ro.
Sunt peste 500 de lucruri bine făcute în România. Sunt avamposturile Radio Guerilla.
Iar Point este unul dintre ele.
Balkanic Festival Fueled by Oscar, Home of World Music, revine în Grădina Uranus din București între 6 și 8 septembrie pentru cea de-a 11-a ediție. 3 zile și 3 nopți de muzică, meșteșuguri, târg, artă, gastronomie și dezbateri te așteaptă în inima naturii din București. Întâmpinăm toamna dansând alături de Fanfara Ciocârlia, Chantel, Baba Zula, Dicanda, Kermez Alest, Mădălina Pavel și mulți alții. Detalii și bilete pe balkanicfestival.ro. Eveniment susținut de Oscar Downstream. Cântat de Radio Guerilla.
Expat Life, powered by those beautiful people at Radio Guerilla.
Song Ping Pong.
Sometimes it's just so much better on your own.
Now then, it's your turn.
It is my turn.
Yeah, now this is that regular listeners to the show will know that we play this song a lot.
We do.
Given that it's, well, go on.
Well, it's a Northern Irish group who all look like a good meal would kill them.
Yes.
They all look so scrawny. But they were sort of punky.
Yeah.
Probably the first big group I remember coming out of Northern Ireland.
Mm-hmm. After Van Morrison.
Yeah, true, fair enough. And it's the Undertones.
Yeah.
The Undertones, a group promoted by the great John Peel.
This John Peel.
That's him.
Well, this is not him, actually. This is Tindersticks, but never mind.
But it reminds you of.
Yes.
And he's got some of their lyrics on his gravestone.
Yeah, this is his favourite. He said when the first time he heard this on the radio, he was driving down the M1 and he had to stop on the hard shoulder because he'd burst into tears.
Yeah.
Yeah, Not for that one.
He was crying for another reason.
Should we play the song that affected him so much?
Let's play it.
It is an ode to onanism.
Yes.
which gives us another idea. Come on. No introduction. Teenage Kicks, let's go.
Go.
Right through the night,
and I am.
street. Another girl in the neighborhood. Wish was mine, she looks so good. I wanna hold her tight. That teenage kicks right through the night. I'm gonna call her on the telephone. Have her over, cause I'm all alone. I need excitement, no, I need it bad. And it's the best I've ever had. I wanna hold her tight. That teenage kicks right through the night. Where I am.
I think John Peel was right. It's one of the best songs ever.
It is, isn't
and
it?
Also blissfully short.
Well, they all were then, weren't they? So 90 seconds.
Correct.
Gradually decreased. And, well, I think the Beatles were sort of like 150.
Yeah, in the 50, in the 50s and 60s, early 60s, it was like 2 minutes, two and a half, and then it got three, and then through the 70s, it was like four, and then and
Meatloaf.
Bohemian Rhapsody came along 6 minutes, 15, and every... Oh, come on.
Now it's short, short, chop.
Nice. So then, who left the Undertones then?
The Undertones, Fergal Sharkey.
Mm-hmm. Now, and what did he do? Well, he had a solo career briefly.
A brief solo career.
What is he now?
He's a big cheese in the music industry, isn't he?
Yeah, but more than that, he's a PR guy or artist and repertoire guy.
Is he?
He's a talent scout, basically.
Oh, right.
But now he's more famous as an eco warrior.
Oh.
He's the guy who's holding Thames water to and all of these polluters.
Yeah.
He's on every news programme at Laverham. He's on. He's on the BBC more often than Nigel Farage these days.
He's not gluing himself to the North Circular,
no,
is he?
No, he's much more sensible than that.
Oh, right.
He's actually criticising those guys because they're not helping the cause, in his opinion.
Because the engines keep running more and more while they're waiting
exactly,
for the glue to get.
Oh, but he's... Because he became a huge... obsessed fisherman.
Ah.
And then when he noticed that the rivers and lakes were getting polluted and it was affecting the fish he was catching, he decided to go on an absolute crusade.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and good for him.
Oh, excellent.
And that's Fergal. And he's nuts. He still is nuts.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the way he sings, you could hear it. Yeah? And he's, but you see, you hear him speaking now, talking all animated and excited about how terrible it is that the rivers are polluted.
Wow.
And he's as excitable as, and he's still... like a teenager. He's brilliant.
It shows he's got a good heart.
Oh no. What are we going to play next?
Surprisingly, Fergal Sharkey and a good heart.
This one, no, this is this was, so we've gone from actually one of my favourite songs, which was Teenage Kicks, and probably also one of yours, to definitely one of yours.
Definitely.
You played this before.
Yes.
And go on, come on, there's a reason why you like this song.
I like
tell us the story.
Well, it's only a short story.
Go on.
I like it because I love my wife.
There you go. It's as simple as that. And she got good art.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, we better go.
We had time already.
Yeah, it is. Imagine that. So, thank you very much, Dave.
Thank you.
We'll do another couple of these before you disappear.
Yes.
Yeah. Because Dave's leaving us, but we don't know when yet. Because he won't tell us. Anyway, let's go. This has been Expat Life.
I hear a lot of stories. I suppose they could be true. All about can do to you. Highest risk of striking out, the risk of getting hurt, and still I have so much to learn. Soon enough, I learned the painful truth.
I'll face it like a fighter, then boast of how I've grown. Anything is better than being alone.
Ideas.
As I reflect on all my childhood dreams, my ideas of love went as foolish as they seemed. If I don't start looking now, I'll be left behind. And a good heart these days, it's hard to find.
Listen again to this and previous shows. Find us at expatlife.ro.
Expat Life.
New maps, please.
Good night, everybody.
Pentru limba română, apasă 1.